it just brings home what a whole sad situation this is every parent's worst nightmare, for their child to go abroad on holiday in the prime of their life and be murdered. And what adds to the pain that they're suffering is the fact that those people who carried out the murder are still at large, and we know who they are, and yet because of the political situation in Cyprus, it's not been possible to bring them to justice, which is incredibly frustrating for all concerned. But the Lowe family were incredibly dignified throughout the inquest. They can be very proud of the way that they have dealt with this whole situation, which must have been absolutely horrendous for them. The coroner mentioned at the beginning of the hearing that despite repeated requests from him to the Cypriot coroner's office, that they hadn't provided him with details of the outcome of the inquest in Cyprus, which is absolutely astounding. I cannot for the life of me understand why that information has not been provided to the coroner's office here in the UK. It should have been. It may have helped matters. And it kind of underlines the difficulties that we've had right from the day one with this, with some of the Cypriot authorities. We are working still with Kent Police on this, and following various different avenues of trying to get a resolution to this. I've met recently with a Turkish ambassador where we believe the murderers are in hiding at the moment. They are, I say in hiding, but they are quite open about the fact that they are in Turkey. So we're working at the moment with the Turkish authorities to see if there's a possibility of having one of the murderers at least extradited to southern Cyprus. The other one is a Turkish national and they won't extradite him. But it's possible that we can get the other one, who's a Bulgarian national, sent back to southern Cyprus so that he could stand trial there. So that's what we're working on at the moment.